that Bukele was in charge. Perla, your final comment.
You know, I think this is part of the issue that experts, advocates, lawyers point out to. When you push a border enforcement detention out, who is responsible at the end for what happens to the in this case, these men who were detained? I think everyone, by the U.S. pushing to El Salvador, it says whatever happens in El Salvador is not our issue. El Salvador is saying, well, you know, it's still under the jurisdiction of the U.S. So at the end, who is accountable for any human rights violations that the men allege occur while they were in detention for months?
Perla Treviso, we're going to link to the ProPublica Texas Tribune report at democracynow.org. We're going to also do an interview with you in Spanish posted online. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
morning blues. Blues, how do you do? Good morning blues. Blues, how do you do? Babe, I feel all right, but I come to worry you. Babe, it's Christmas time, and I wanna see Santa Claus. Babe, it's Christmas time, and I wanna see Santa Claus. Don't show me my pretty baby, I'll break all of the laws. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, listen to my plea. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, listen to my plea. Don't send me nothing for Christmas but my baby back.
took the first step and quit smoking. But even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
WICT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you. Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Thank you.